والعاقبة للمتقين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In the previous lesson, we were discussing some of the messengers and delegates who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to send to the various kings and rulers of the neighboring countries and states. And we spoke about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sending Amr ibn Umayyah al-Dhamari to An-Najashi, and also he sent Dihiyya al-Kilbi radiyallahu anhu to Qaisar, who was the ruler of Rome, or the emperor of Rome. Then finally, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he sent Abdullah ibn Hudhafa al-Sahmi to Kisra, who was the ruler of the Persians. And An-Najashi, he accepted Islam. And as for Qaisar or Caesar, he wanted to accept Islam, but he was scared about losing his kingdom. And as for Kisra, who was the emperor of the Persians, he disrespected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he rejected Islam, and he tore the letter which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Mazzaqallahu mulkahu," may Allah tear up his kingdom. And this is what happened only a few days or a few weeks later. And then the author said, وَبَعَثَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ حَاطِبَ ابْنَ أَبِي بَلْتَعَ اللَّخْمِ إِلَى الْمُقَوْقِسِ مَلِكْ الْإِسْكَنْدَرِيَّ وَمِصَرْ. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he sent حاطب ابن أبي بلتع اللخمي to المقوقس. And المقوقس, he was the king of Alexandria and Egypt. So the ruler of Alexandria and Egypt, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also sent to him a messenger, and the name of the companion was Hatib radiyallahu anhu. فَقَالَ خَيْرًا وَقَارَبَ الْأَمْرُ وَلَمْ يُسْلِمْ. And Al-Muqawqis, who was the ruler of Egypt, and he was a Christian ruler, he spoke with goodness, and he was about to accept Islam, but at the end, he refused to accept Islam. فَأَهْدَى إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَارِيَ الْقُبْطِيَةِ. And he gifted Maria al-Qubtiyya radiyallahu anha to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَأُخْتَهَا سِيرِينَ. And also the sister of Maria, Sirin. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave Sirin to Hassan ibn Thabit. And Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu anhu, as you know, was the poet of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His name was Hassan. And then Sirin, she gave birth to the child of Hassan, whose name was Abdurrahman ibn Hassan. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was coming back from Al-Hudaybiyah, he sent Hatib radiyallahu anhu to Egypt. And that is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he wrote a letter to the ruler of Egypt. And then he turned to the companions and he said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O people, أَيُّكُمْ يَنْطَلِقُ بِكِتَابِ هَذَا إِلَى صَاحِبَ مِصْرِ. Who amongst you will take this letter of mine to the ruler of Egypt? وَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and his reward will be with Allah. So Hatib radiallahu anhu, he volunteered. He said, أَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, me, O Messenger of Allah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he made a dua for Hatib. He said, بَارَكَ fika ya Hatib, may the blessings of Allah be upon you, O Hatib. Hatib radiallahu anhu says, فَأَخَذْتُ الْكِتَابِ, I took the letter of the Prophet, وَوَدَّعْتُهُ, and I said farewell to the Prophet وسرت إلى منزلي. And then I went towards my house. وشددت على راحلته. And then I tied my mount, I on top of the camel. وودعت أهلي وسرت. And then I said my farewells to my family. And then I began my journey to Egypt. Al-Muqawqis was not the name of the ruler. As we mentioned in the previous lesson, these were all titles. And the name of Al-Muqawqis was Jurayj ibn Umayna. His name was Jurayj ibn Umayna. And Hatib radiallahu anhu, he came to Al-Muqawqis and he read the letter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in this letter, the Prophet said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy. Min Muhammad ibn Abdullah, from Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ila al-Muqawqis, Azim al-Qibt, to Muqawqis, the great ruler of al-Qibt. And al-Qibt, at that time, was a name for Egypt. So al-Qibt was a name which was given by the Byzantines to Egypt. And it was known as al-Qibt. Salamun ala man ittaba al-huda. May peace be upon the person who follows the guidance. Amma ba'd, and thereafter, فَإِنِّي أَدْعُوكَ بِدِعَايَةِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Verily, I call you with the calling of Islam. أَسْلِمْ تُسْلِمْ. If you accept Islam, you will be saved. وَيُؤْتِكَ اللَّهُ أَجْرَكَ مَرَّتَيْنِ. And Allah will give you your reward twice. Meaning, if you accept Islam, then Allah will give you two rewards. The first reward is that your kingdom of Egypt, it will remain as yours. You can remain as the ruler of Egypt. And then, so the reward of the dunya. And then the second reward Allah will give you is the reward of the akhirah. فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتَ. However, if you turn away, if you refuse to accept Islam, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ إِثْمُ الْقِبْطِ. Then upon you will be the sin of all of Egypt. Meaning, if you do not allow Islam to enter into your country, into your land, then every person in your country who dies upon kufr, you're going to have the sin. And we mentioned that this is the same with the rule of every country. In fact, any person who has authority over the people, like the imam of a masjid. So if the imam of a masjid allows a sin or allows an innovation to take place in his masjid and upon the people, he also bears the sin because he's the person of authority. And if the ruler of a country allows un-Islamic laws to be legislated and implemented, then he has the sin of every single person as well. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his letter, he wrote the ayah, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, say, O people of the book, Ta'alaw ila kalimatin sawa'in baynana wa baynakum. Come to a word of understanding between you and between us. Allah na'buda illallah, that we should not worship anybody except Allah. Wala nushrika bihi shay'a, and we should not ascribe partners to him. وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, and that we should not take each other to be lords besides Allah. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, and if you turn away, فَقُولُوا اشْهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ, then say, we bear witness that we are Muslims. So this was the letter which was sent to Al-Muqawqis, who was the ruler of Egypt. And Muqawqis, who was a Christian, he wanted to debate Hatib radiallahu anhu. So he said to Hatib, إني سائلك عن كلام فأحب أن تفهم عني. I am going to say something to you. I am going to ask you some questions. So pay attention to what I am asking. Hatib said, هلما, give me your question. Muqawqis said, أخبرني عن صاحبك أليس هو النبي. Tell me about your companion, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Is he not a Nabi? Is he not a prophet? And Hatib said, Bal huwa Rasulullah. Of course, he is the messenger of Allah. So then Al-Muqawqis replied, فَمَا لَهُ حَيْثُ كَانَ هَكَذَا لَمْ يَدْعُ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. That when he was in this situation, that his people were punishing him and his people were exiling him, if he is a true prophet, why did he not make dua to Allah against his people and Allah destroys his people? حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوهُ مِنْ بَلَدِهِ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهَا. The fact that the Quraysh have banished him from Mecca, which is was his hometown, his home city, and now he has to go live in another place. If he is truly the Prophet of Allah, then why doesn't he make dua to Allah and Allah destroys those people? And Hatib radiallahu anhu was an intelligent person. So he said to him, Hatib replied to Al-Muqawqis, he said, Isa ibn Maryam, alaysa tashhadu annahu Rasulullah? That Isa ibn Maryam, do you not also say that he was a great messenger of Allah? So Muqawqis said, yes, we say this. He said, فَمَا لَهُ حَيْثُ أَخَذَهُ قَوْمُهُ فَأَرَادُوا أَنْ يَصْلُبُوا. Then what was wrong with Isa alayhi salam when his people took him and his people wanted to crucify him? And دَعَى عَلَيْهِمْ بِأَنْ يُهْلِكَهُمُ اللَّهِ. Why did he not also make dua that Allah destroys his people? And then Al-Muqawqis wasn't able to reply. So Al-Muqawqis replied, أَنْتَ حَكِيمٌ قَدْ جَاءَ مِنْ عِنْدِ حَكِيمٌ. That you're a wise person and you have come from a wise person, i.e. the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Al-Muqawqis, although he did not want to accept Islam, but he wanted to honor the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because many of the Christians and the Jews at that time, they knew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the true Prophet. And this is because it was written in their scriptures that another Prophet, the final Prophet, would be appearing. So he sent gifts and presents to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He sent clothes and honey and vegetables, and he also sent a comb, and he sent utensils, and he also sent two slave girls. One was Maria radiallahu anha, and the other one was the sister of Maria, who is Sirin, Maria al-Qubtiya. And of course, Maria al-Qubtiya radiallahu anha, she gave birth to the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, Al-Muqawqis, he refused to accept Islam. And not because he did not believe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but because he did not want to lose his authority. And when the Prophet heard that he didn't accept Islam, the Prophet said, ضَنَّ الْخَبِيثُ بِمُلْكِهِ وَلَا بَقَاءَ لِمُلْكِهِ. That this one, the Khabith, he preferred his kingdom over the religion of Allah. وَلَا بَقَاءَ لِمُلْكِهِ. And his kingdom will not remain, but the religion of Allah will remain. And then the author said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he sent Amr ibn al-As to the two kings of Oman. And they are Jayfar and Abd. And they are the sons of Al-Julandi. And both of them are from Azad. And the king of Oman at that time, from both of them, the overall ruler, he was Jayfar. فَأَسْلَمَا وَصَدَّقَ. So both of them, they accepted Islam. And they were truthful. وَخَلَّيَا بَيْنَ عَمْرٍ وَبَيْنَ الصَّدَقَةِ وَالْحُكْمُ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُمْ. And they allowed Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu to collect the zakah and to distribute the zakah. And both of them, they remained the rulers of Oman. And Amr ibn al-As, he remained in Oman collecting the zakah and distributing the zakah until the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away. So in the 8th year of the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Prophet sent this companion, Amr ibn al-As al-Sahmi, to Oman. And Oman is the country which is there today, towards the eastern side of the Arabian Peninsula. And there were two brothers who were the rulers of Oman. One was called Jayfar, and the other one was called Abd. And both of them were the sons of Al-Julandi, who was the previous king of Oman. And so Amr ibn al-As, he went to them and he read the letter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in the letter, the Prophet says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, min Muhammadin Rasulillah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, from Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, ila Jayfar wa Abd, to to both Jaifar and Abd ibn al-Julandi, the two sons of al-Julandi. Wa salamun ala man ittaba al-huda, and peace be upon the one who follows the guidance. Amma ba'd, and thereafter, fa inni ad'ukuma bi di'ayatil Islam, I call you both with the calling of Islam. Aslama tuslima, and if you accept Islam, both of you will be saved. Fa inni rasulullahi ilan nasi kafa, verily I am the messenger of Allah to all people. Li undira man kana hayyan wa yuhiq al qawl ala al kafirin, to warn every person who has a life, and so that the word of Allah becomes truthful upon the kafirin. Fa innakuma in aqrartuma bil Islam wallaytukuma, and both of you, if you accept Islam, then you will remain the rulers of your country. Wa in abaytuma, and if both of you refuse to accept Islam, fa inna mulkakuma lazail, then verily your kingdom will disappear. Wa khayli tahillu bi sahatikuma, and my soldiers or my knights will be coming to your country. Wa tadhhar nubuwwati ala mulkikuma, and my prophethood, it will emerge in your kingdom. And both of them, as is mentioned, when they heard about Islam and the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tawheed and warning against ash-shirk and so on and so forth, they accepted Islam. And Amr ibn As, he remained in Oman, so he did not return back to Al-Madinah. Jaifar and Abd, they remained as the rulers of the country. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. That as long as they accepted Islam, they can remain in the country, they can remain the rulers. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never wanted the rule or the money or the treasures. He only wanted for Islam to enter into the country. So they accepted Islam like An-Najashi did, and they remained the rulers of the country. And the companion would take the zakah and he would distribute the zakah in the country. So the zakah was not taken outside of the country. Rather, the zakah was taken from the rich people in the country and it was distributed according to the laws of Islam to the poor people within the country. And the only wealth which was taken out of the country was the jizya. So if there were any non-Christian and Jews, ay kuffar, who were not Christian Jews, then the jizya was taken and they would pay the jizya. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent Sulayt ibn Amr al-Amiri to al-Yamama, to a ruler called Hawdha ibn Ali. And Hawdha ibn Ali, he was a Christian. فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَأَنزَلَهُ. So when this ruler Hawdha, when he received the message and the letter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he honored the messenger. And he also honored the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he wrote a letter back to the Prophet. He said, مَا أَحْسَنَ مَا تَدْعُوا إِلَيْهِ وَأَجْمَلُهُ, that how good is your message and how beautiful is the religion which you are calling to. وَأَنَا خَطِيبُ قَوْمِي, and I am the khatib of my people. وَشَاعِرُهُمْ, and I am the poet of my people. فَاجْعَلْ لِي بَعْضَ الْأَمْرِ, so give me some of the affair. Meaning, you're calling to prophethood and I am the poet of my people, so make me a prophet as well. Give me some of, or some portion of prophethood. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, he refused. And the ruler Hawdha, he refused to accept Islam, and he did not accept Islam, and then he died after the conquest of Makkah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he had conquered Makkah, Jibreel alayhi salam came to him and informed him that Hawdha has passed away. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent the companion Shuja' ibn Wahab to Sham, and also he sent other messengers and delegates to other countries like Bahrain. And the ruler of Bahrain, and his name was Al-Mundhir ibn Sawi al-Abdi. He accepted Islam and he was good upon Islam. And then finally the author mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent two companions to Yemen. And Yemen is the country in the south of the peninsula which is there today. And the two companions he sent to Yemen were Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhuma. And they are two famous companions. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, his name was Abdullah ibn Qais. So Abu Musa was a kunya. And al-Ash'ari is his tribe called the Ash'ariyun. And his name was Abdullah ibn Qais. And Mu'adh ibn Jabal is the famous companion that you know of. And they went to Islam, they went to Yemen, and they went to Yemen as teachers, as du'at. And they spread Islam, and the people in Yemen accepted Islam without any fight. And the story of Abu Musa and Mu'adh radiallahu anhuma going to Yemen has been mentioned in various books and also in Sahih Bukhari. And also in the books of Sir and Al-Maghazi. And that is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam ba'atha Aba Musa wa Mu'adh ibn Jabal ila al-Yaman. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he sent Abu Musa and Mu'adh to Yemen. Wa ba'atha kulla wahidin minhuma ala mikhlaf wal Yaman makhlafan. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he sent both of them to different parts of Yemen. And at that time, in fact, even today to a certain degree, Yemen was divided into two, north of Yemen and south of Yemen. So the Prophet, he sent Mu'adh to the north of Yemen and he sent Abu Musa to the south of Yemen. And when he sent them, he gave them some instructions, some pieces of advice, as du'at who are going to give da'wah to the people. He said, يَسِّرَا وَلَا تُعَسِّرَا وَبَشِّرَا وَلَا تُنَفِّرَا. He said to both of them that when you go to these people and when you want them to accept Islam, make things easy for the people and do not make things difficult for the people. وَبَشِّرَا وَلَا تُنَفِّرَا. And attract the people or give glad tidings to the people or spread happiness amongst the people. وَلَا تُنَفِّرَا. And do not cause the people to run away from you or to flee away from you. And in one narration, the Prophet said, وَتَطَاوَعَا وَلَا تَخْتَلِفَا. And work with each other and do not be divided. And these are important pieces of advice when it comes to giving da'wah to the people. So Mu'adh and Abu Musa, they were going to a country, Al-Yaman, which was full of Jews and Christians. And despite this, the Prophet still said to them, يَسِّرَا وَلَا تُعَسِّرَا. That when you go, when you give them da'wah, be easy with them, be gentle with them, and don't make things difficult upon them. وَبَشِّرَا وَلَا تُنَفِّرَا. And be gentle and spread happiness and be polite with them. وَلَا تُنَفِّرَا. And don't cause them to run away from you or to flee away from you. And also the importance of working together and not being divided. Because whenever people become divided, they then become weaker. The Prophet said, وَبَشِّرَا وَلَا تُنَفِّرَا. Spread happiness and glad tidings and do not cause them to flee away from you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not say, وَبَشِّرَا وَلَا تُنْكِرَا. And the meaning of tunkir is do not forbid. So the Prophet did not say do not forbid. He said do not cause them to flee away from you. Meaning calling people to Islam and forbidding them from sins and shirk, this is all a part of da'wah. And you have to forbid as well. So we shouldn't be like those groups who say, look, only spread the sunnah, don't talk about bid'ah. Only call the people but don't warn them. Don't talk about the people of innovation. Don't talk about shirk. Only speak about tawheed. No. A person has to call and also warn. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say to them, "La tunkira," do not warn them. He said, "La tunaffira," don't cause them to flee away. Meaning, even though you have to warn them against shirk and against other sins, but even in your warning, be gentle and don't cause them to flee away. Like Allah said to Musa and Harun regarding Fir'aun, He said to them, "Faqula lahu qawlan layyina," that both of you, Musa and Harun, go to Fir'aun. And Fir'aun was the worst tyrant of that time. "Faqula lahu qawlan layyinan," and when you speak to him and when you teach him, then say to him a gentle word, say to him a soft word. So if these are the manners that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught to the companions when it comes to Jews and Christians, and Allah told Musa and Harun when it comes to Fir'aun, then with our Muslim brothers and sisters who are making mistakes, and the various masajid and the various groups and our families and relatives, we have to be even more gentle and spread more politeness and happiness and glad tiding, and that we have wisdom and we don't cause them to flee away because of our harshness and our bad manners. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the benefits, is when he advised Abu Musa and Mu'adh, he said, "Wa iyyaka wattana'um, fa inna ibadallah laysu bil mutana'imin." He said, "And be aware of al-tana'um." And the meaning of al-tana'um is living an extravagant, luxurious life. Be aware of living in extravagance and spending in extravagance and living in luxury. فَإِنَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ لَيْسُ بِالْمُتَنَعِمِينَ, because the worshippers of Allah, those who focus on the Akhirah, they don't care about luxuries and being extravagant. And the meaning of this is that a person should live a life of moderation. So this does not mean that a person whom Allah has given money should not spend the money, or eat nice food, or wear nice clothes, or treat his family. Because there are other narrations as well. And in one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah idha an'ama ala 'abdin," whenever Allah gives one of his people a blessing, Allah likes to see the blessing upon that person. So if Allah has given you wealth, spend that wealth in halal. And if Allah has given you nice clothing, wear the clothing, and so on and so forth. But the point behind this is that we shouldn't go beyond the limits, that we don't care about halal or haram, or our only focus is spending and luxury and living a life of extravagance, because this isn't the way of the Muslims. The Muslims, we also have sadaqah, and we spend on the masajid, but we also spend from that which is halal. And also, it is mentioned that even though Abu Musa and Mu'adh, they were in the north and the south, but whenever they were near each other's area, they would visit each other. And in one narration of Abu Burda, he said, "فَجَعَلَا يَتَزَاوَرَانَ," that they would always visit each other. فَزَارَ مُعَاذْ أَبَا مُوسَى, and Mu'adh, he visited Abu Musa. So also from the methodology of giving da'wah is that the scholars and the du'at, they should visit each other and sit with each other and discuss da'wah with each other. And when the Prophet sent Mu'adh to Yemen, this is where that famous hadith came, which you might have heard previously. "Ya Mu'adh, innaka ta'ti qawman min ahlil kitab." O Mu'adh, you will come to a people from the people of the book. "Fa'idha ji'tum fad'uhum ila أن يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله." So let the first thing that you call them to be is شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله, meaning التوحيد, and then محمد رسول الله. And then if they accept this from you, then inform them that Allah has obligated 5 prayers upon them. And if they accept this from you, then inform them about zakah. تؤخذ من أغنيائهم فترد على فقرائهم, and that this zakah, it is taken from the rich people and it is given to the poor people of the country. And if they accept this from you, فَإِيَّاكَ وَكْرَائِمَ أَمْوَالِهِمْ, then the Prophet warned Mu'adh that when you take the zakah, don't take the best of their wealth. Meaning if they have, for example, 10 camels, don't take the best camel, the most expensive camel, and don't take the worst camel. Meaning take the one which is in the middle. And then the Prophet warned them, وَاتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ. And when you are giving da'wah to the people, then fear Allah regarding the supplication of an oppressed person. Meaning do not oppress anybody. Because لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. Because between the dua of an oppressed person, a weak person, and between Allah, there is no veil, there is no screen. Allah accepts the dua of a person who has been oppressed, so do not oppress the people. So these were some of the letters and the messengers or the delegates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to send to the various rulers and emperors of that time. Some of them accepted Islam, some of them wanted to accept Islam but they feared for their kingdom, and others refused Islam. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم.